Governor Deval Patrick, during a recent swing through western Massachusetts, pressed the case for raising taxes to invest in education and in transportation infrastructure. Patrick met with students and faculty in a machinist training program at Springfield Technical Community College. The program prepares people to work in the precision manufacturing sector.
This is an industry that's coming back and coming back strong. Has anticipated a need for 100,000 new workers over the course of the next 10 years, and STIC is helping to produce and prepare that talent.
Many of the 100 students currently enrolled in the program at STCC receive tuition assistance from the state's Mass Grant Program. Patrick's proposed state budget would quadruple the amount of funding for that program by adding $112 million. The governor's budget also includes $20 million in new funding for the state's community colleges.
So another example of the tangible ways in which the policies we are proposing touch people and help them better their own lives and strengthen the Commonwealth as a whole.
Edward Lydon, who is president of Ben Franklin Design and Manufacturing in Agawam and is co-chair of the Massachusetts Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative, says the state is helping to fill a desperate need by businesses that are expanding but are losing skilled workers to retirement.
I think really the biggest thing the state's been able to do is support the Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative, which is a blend of industry people. It's led by industry. Also, we have higher education people and we have the government. And we're working together statewide now to look at some of the best practices that are going on around the state and taking them statewide.
Patrick's $34.8 billion state budget, which he unveiled last month, increases state spending by almost 7% over this year. To support large spending increases in primarily two areas, education and transportation, Patrick has proposed a tax increase totaling almost $2 billion. His plan would raise the state's income tax rate by a full percentage point, lower the sales tax by almost 25%. Increase the gasoline tax, and raise corporate taxes.
How much of your tax package do you think you can realistically get through the legislature?
All of it. And what we have done that's different is not go immediately to the how and the puts and takes and the negotiating or retreat to our sort of typical rhetorical corners, but instead put facts before the people and before the legislature and advocacy groups and ask them to deal and trade in those facts.
The administration's transportation plan includes a $100 million project to rehab a 37-mile railroad corridor in the Berkshires. The improvements to tracks, signals, crossings, and stations would restore passenger rail between Pittsfield and New York and provide an economic boost, according to the state's transportation chief, Richard Davey.
For the Berkshires, you know, the economy runs as much north-south as it does east-west, and so giving folks in the Berkshires the opportunity to travel into Connecticut and New York, and frankly the vice versa, can we think really improve the economy, stimulate job growth, and at the end of the day improve transportation.
The Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce reported last week that corporate taxes in Massachusetts are now the fifth highest in the country. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, in a separate report, said Patrick's proposed state budget would increase corporate taxes by $499 million. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.